Welcome to the Ross L and Luke Show. My name is Ross Pepper. Almost 15 years ago, I discovered we are all infinitely more powerful than we realize. And now it's my life's purpose to help you discover your greatness. Alistair McDonald.
Hi, Ross.
Al has founded multiple businesses, including one he recently took from startup to 50 mil turnover. He works as a business coach, helping teams achieve powerful results. And we have Luke Farrar.
Hello.
Luke is the CEO and founder of LF Signs. He loves sales so much, I think he'll never give it up. So he'd best introduce himself.
Yeah, so I'm an all-around nice guy, great salesman, funny as fuck, extremely good looking. And I don't know what modesty is as yet, but I'll find it eventually. Thanks, mate.
The three of us are Aussie blokes, we're dads, and we're entrepreneurs. Between us, we've made a lot of mistakes and learned a few things about life, love, relationships, and business. And we're here to share those with you. You may get three different perspectives, or you may get one universal agreement. But whatever you take away from today, you can be absolutely guaranteed we enjoyed delivering it to you. Welcome, gentlemen, to episode number 46. How are you?
It's almost my birthday.
Ah, almost your birthday.
I thought you were 26.
I know I look like the most incredible specimen of a mid-20s male. However, don't be deceived.
Kevin, we're exceptionally well. Well, I'm a bit stuffed up and congested.
A bit stuffed up, are you?
Yeah, you're stuffed up. I've been all of my life. But my ears blocked on one side. I've had a bit of congestion, phlegm. There's a lot of stuff going around, but I'm on the tail end of it, so I'm not infectious. So I just put that out there.
Mate, I've just come out of, I don't even know what, but it was evil.
Yeah.
So whether it was, there were guesses of food poisoning, gastro, alcohol poisoning.
Okay.
I actually think there was, I don't know if psychosomatic's the right word, but
yeah.
I believe there was more going on than just the physical, because I had, I won't talk about it here because I'll probably offend somebody, but I had a major, major event on Tuesday, and leading up to that, there was all sorts of stuff going on. And then after that, I felt very different. And so even though it was a major event, I knew it was a major event, I wasn't thinking about a lot. It wasn't taking up a lot of my headspace, but clearly it was taking up a lot of space elsewhere.
Mm.
So, yeah. However,
yeah,
but I've had this strange cough, and it feels strange. And in fact, on Tuesday, I could barely breathe. Like, there's a whole lot of crazy stuff going on for me.
It is, yeah. And you're right. Like, I think depending on what you do and circumstances in life, that things can build up. So when you have that release, if something happens in your life, you know, so they go on holidays, people are all good until up until the second day of the holidays, and then they get sick. So it's
just motion detected at your front door.
Okay, well, that answers the question about whether or not we've updated that comes through
around the studio.
You gonna check?
Should we check? Should we send the hounds?
It's all good. Well, I don't need to. It's video, so I can still watch it from here.
So the robot's already onto it.
We want to protect the studio. Yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah, all right. So yeah, we're buried quite deep underground, so we're not doomsday preppers or anything. But yeah, anyway, we know where to go when the.
You just got to worry when they turn up to the back door. That's when they're
right. So back to that. Your body senses when it's time to just, you know. You obviously just chill out, take that time, and your body does need to get sick. You know, sometimes it can't.
If you believe that,
Well, it's your body telling you that, you know.
It is a good way to pay attention.
It's an indicator.
Yeah.
And I'm the same too. I think that my body's been purging, you know, probably a lot of toxins out of my system just based on what I've been consuming. Yeah. So a few different supplements that I'm having, and it's probably taking so about 4 weeks to purge out of your system.
Yeah, okay.
Right as rain once I'm going, because I haven't felt like this for a long, long time.
Mm.
And plus the biggest single-handed project known to man in the company's history landed last week, and the last 3 days has been,
That is probably the most telling of everything
you've seen. And everyone's like, is he all right? I'm like, I'm all good. And I just go off into the corner, cough my lungs out.
You having trouble breathing as well, maybe?
No. Breathing's good, just hearing. So I'm like, you know, be sure to turn my ear that way.
Okay.
But yeah, just long days, but you know, it's testament to what, you know, we do as a team, being well organized, everyone knowing what they're doing, and that really came into its own. Yeah, so it was really, although not feeling well, you know, really great result. Learned a lot from it. And I also learned that when you wear women's shoes, they don't, it feels like it fits, right? I won't go into it, but in this particular facility, you had to wear specific shoes and they were given to you.
Mm-hmm.
Blundstone. So cool, I'll grab them. What size are you? Men's dot. So I got them, put them on first day. Oh, they kind of just feel new wearing in, but they felt like they fitted. And then second day, I was like, wow, it feels a little bit sore on my toe. And then the third day, I pushed through. I had to take the boots off. Each little toe's bleeding. It's about the size of a big toe because I just pushed through. Then someone said, I think you've been wearing the ladies. I'm going, are you kidding me? It's jacked my back up. My hamstrings are cramping. I feel it in my neck. I'm like, is this what it's like to wear, like, shoes that aren't the right fit? I don't know.
Or all ladies' shoes?
Yeah, no. Like, I thought, yeah, they do.
No wonder they're always happy.
They feel a little snug each side, yeah. So, lesson learned.
Yeah.
If it doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Mm-hmm. And to push through, yeah.
It's not always the best choice.
Well, it's not. So, that was my...
Yeah. Look after self first.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's important, because now everything's out.
Yeah.
And it's probably had a play on whatever else is going on, because all these things that go wrong with us kind of build up.
Yes.
And it's really fascinating. Sometimes we can know what's not working in our life purely by the symptoms of the illnesses that we've got. One of the really obvious ones is problems with, like, legs, hips and things like that, with people not being able to walk. Any impact on that is they're just not moving forward in life. Is typically what would be the experience. And anyone out there who's got any of those issues going on, just have a quick look to see if you feel whether or not you're moving forward in life. So I'm curious. So Al, you were talking about on your chest feeling like it was hard to breathe.
Mm.
So I'm wondering if there's a lot of stuff piling up in your life right now.
Mm. Well, that's the nature of my life. So there's nothing new in that per se. I'd say because... the nature of my life for a very long time, for as long as I can remember, has been high activity.
Mm-hmm.
Then I guess that means I'm always close to capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't take a lot to strain that.
Yeah, okay.
So is that your body telling you that? Because you can only probably, your body's a great, it'll take a lot, but it gets to a point where it'll just start doing things that you're like, well, this is, I don't know what this is, but it's one of those sort of telling signs that if you're operating at a level 8 consistently, that something's going to give. And it might be that pain in the chest. It might be that, you know, pain down the left side of the body, or short of breathing.
Again, short story is I used to have health insurance and that was cancelled recently. I only got the letter a couple of days ago telling me that. So I'm lying in bed. In fact, I'm lying in bed that night after getting the letter, and I actually felt like something... disastrous was going to happen.
Yeah, so right.
I'm lying in bed thinking, well, I don't have an ambulance membership. I don't feel really good right now. I'm single dad now. I've got my daughter living with me. So she ain't taking me anywhere. You know, so if shit hits the fan here, do I drive? Do I get a taxi?
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, this is the night before the shitty day.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it...
I'm not hearing any coincidences
here. Well, no, there's no... I don't believe in them, right? So I mean, at that point, I'm not spending too much time... observing and analysing. I'm just fucking trying to stay alive, right?
Yeah.
And I mean that. And, you know, say 5 or 6 years ago, and I'll just be straight. Hang on. That's unusual for me, isn't it? When people talked about panic attacks, I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah, you know, just if you need a day off, take a day off. If you need whatever, just ask for it. Don't make stuff up.
Yeah.
And then I started having them.
Hey? How's that serve?
Oh, God.
He's like, shit.
So now, like, you know, with you put it out there, Alec, it's
a British term. Intense. There's a British term. It's gobshite.
Yeah.
I always attribute that to someone who has an opinion about things they've got no idea about.
It's quite common, yeah? Yeah, I'm guilty of it.
Well, in my life, it's very common.
Okay. Jeez, you're being very honest today. This is
wow. Well,
Let so, me come through you, mate.
So I'm always honest. I just have different filters on different days. But that's it. So this was reminiscent of that, but it was actually worse because the panic attacks were like they were that's fight or flight. That they felt like I was
really tense,
really, really unhappy in the stomach and all that stuff. But this actually felt life-threatening. It really did. And it surprised me. Now, I had been pretty crook the few days before and things weren't great. But that was that sort of peak. And then the next day I was pretty dirty and there were a couple of people supporting me and they were riding the beast quite well, actually.
Okay, yeah.
So that's probably one of the keys. I felt quite isolated. I felt quite unsupported. Mm. I felt pretty shit. And having a couple of people out there to just take what I had to put out there, it was invaluable.
Mm. Yep.
It's funny that our thinking can get away from us, you know, and that could culminate into our experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So then we start feeling these things.
Yep.
I had an experience last week where it was, you know, like a lot was going on. It wasn't in a positive light. It was quite, you know, negative. But it turned around so quickly.
Mm.
Yeah, like you couldn't have seen it from last week to where it is now. Mm. You just couldn't have seen it.
Mm.
And I suppose my question is what, what do we feel or what do we do to get from that point of such negativity and things are just not going well at all to a point where it's completely turned around? Now there's determination, there's drive, there's hard work. But I really think in its simple form that it's seeing it for what it is, always being optimistic, knowing that, hey, I'm doing all the right things, you know, incrementally. Therefore, I'm just going to sit and wait and just do what I do. I believe that was that result, not pushing, being methodical in what I do personally, determine the outcome there.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't push too hard. I didn't put too much weight on it. Things just moved where they needed to.
Mm-hmm.
They shifted. A lot of negativity went that way. And I was like, huh. It felt really natural. And
I think what you're describing,
I love that,
will happen for all of us when we allow it.
If we let it.
And the thing, everything you said is great. It worked for you. And what jumped out at me there was, I mean, one of the things I've realized in recent years is that I'm actually a naturally highly optimistic person.
Yeah.
And I'm always thinking of what's possible. And while I have thoughts about the shit or whatever, I don't want to stay there.
Yeah.
It's not how I naturally am. However, there are moments where I feel overcome.
Yeah.
And I guess that when I'm talking about that support or whatever, then it comes back to that typical environmental conversation. So, you know, who or what surrounds us will make the difference.
Yes.
And so in your case, if it was all around the workshop, then if that workshop is overall fundamentally optimistic, fundamentally
positive. You're right, that's what it was. Yeah, you're right.
That is going to support you through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was. So I look at it now and it was like 90%, you know, cool, let's just do this.
Mm-hmm. Which you've driven, right?
So you've built your
team that way.
Yeah.
Which is smart.
Yeah.
You've built your team that way, and you know whatever version of the story, but they'll be turning up going, "Oh, Lukey's a bit fucking all over the place today.
Yeah,
better stay out of his way, or better do this." But they would have worked you out already.
Yeah,
and they'll just do what they've got to do because that you've built the environment where they know that if they do that, then it will all stabilize again.
Yeah, good point. There's
some dependency, some reliability.
I never saw any of that. Thank you, Al.
Well, when we're in it, we cannot.
No, there you go. So this is winning. Yeah, and one of the guys did ask, "Are you all right?" Because we hadn't seen each other for 3 days.
Mm.
She said, "Luke, stop.
It's funny.
Is everything all right?" And I'm going, "Yeah, I'm all right. I'm a bit tired."
We think we're hiding it, and it's like, no chance, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you see him a bit, and I'm like, "No, I'm good. How are you?" Because he's got stuff going on too, you know. But, good point. That's a really good stuff there. You can't see it sometimes.
And I think that's a really key point for our listeners to really get that taking responsibility for your environment. Like, if you're... So what Al was just sharing about having cool people around him to be able to support him in those moments, and Luke, you know, creating a team that's going to get the work done when you're not, you know, at firing and getting it done yourself. So having people around you to support you. And I think it's important that we do that every day. And we talk about we can choose our friends, but not our family. But there's a way that we can show up for our family when we're around them to teach them how we want them to interact with us. Because right now, we're living a life as a result of what the past has taught the people around us. So everybody plays a little role in our life that is all, I mean, very, very stable and very familiar. But if it's not getting you the results you want, it's not supporting you, you need to interrupt that. You need to get in there, you need to interrupt it and tell them what you want. And then demand it that that be the way it is, so that when you can't support yourself in a moment of, you know, tiredness, weakness, stress, whatever it is, that they'll still be there to support you in that way that you want to show up.
And now there's a lot in what you just said, Ross. I mean, for you and me, maybe even Luke. Well, for Luke, it sounds like it's more intuitive than he's aware of it yet, but maybe.
Yes.
But for those that hear all that and maybe understand it, maybe don't, certainly have no idea how to go about it, can they reach out to you to work through some steps?
Absolutely, absolutely. So if you want to reach out to any of us about anything we've spoken about on here, and you know, we're here to support. So send an email through to rossllluke@gmail.com, rossallluke@gmail.com. Send an email through to there, and we'll be happy to support you, you know, however we can.
Yeah, definitely.
cool. So I also wanted to ask you, Luke, you were talking about some of the symptoms that you had, and one of them was not being able to hear. And I was wondering what that might be linked to.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, I haven't had time to talk in place since 9 o'clock last night.
Stop talking to me.
Yeah, no, this is a deep impression. Yeah, it could be, as you said, it could be psychosomatic, so it could be symptomatic of a lot of energies that have been moving through me. You know, I'm a very sort of spiritual person, so I do believe that energy flows naturally, you know, through us. So there's probably a bit of a block there, but you know, overall, I feel good. I just feel run down, and that could be.
So you're avoiding the actual question, and I'm wondering. I'm wondering if it's don't talk to me. You just need to get on with this or whatever it is. No, I don't know. I'm just thinking about what it could be for hearing.
It might be too much, too much from the outside world. It's time to slow it down and quieten things a bit. Yeah, quieten the mind.
Like. Well, it's interesting because you listen to a lot of podcasts, you're taking a lot of information a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And I know in my experience, I did do that and then I just stopped doing that.
Yeah.
And I realized I had more information than I was ever going to need. And that the two key things were A, to act on the information I had, and B, remove the useless or redundant information that I had.
Yeah.
I didn't need any more.
Yeah.
Certainly not through books and podcasts. Now, I'm not saying they're not useful. Yeah. I'm not saying they're not.
And I agree.
Is that your body? Is that everything telling you it's time to spend less time in other people's world and more time in your own?
Yeah, I think that's a good insight. And that's something I actively did last year, the start of last year, just switched off all consuming large amounts of education. The podcast that I do listen to, in my defense,
no defense in this.
No, pretty sort of general and organic, free flowing interviews. Yeah. You know, like Joe Rogan when he's got some interesting people. Tim Ferriss again is that's a little bit more structured and rigid, but I still like what you get from that. And I just like general listening like that. And I come back to a few solid audio books, which are not about telling me how to be. I don't have to do change B. Or have anything in my life to change, if that's what it is. But yeah, you're right. You've got to be careful there that you're not sort of looking to the outside world.
It's just, I think Ross nailed it. It's what, like, we live in a world where we destroy symptoms, and all the symptoms are telling us about a deeper issue.
Yeah.
And so instead of destroying the symptom, why don't we just go into the issue and work it out?
And maybe that's what it is. My body telling me it's time to go inwards more now.
Because it's one ear, you said, isn't it?
Yeah.
So now, do you know what's the left side, right side?
No.
My understanding...
Oh, hang on.
Okay, shit.
There's remembered and created.
Yeah.
Do that?
Now, okay, which side is it?
I think created is left brain, isn't it?
So that's your remembered. Yeah.
And another...
That's in your left, that's your remembered.
Another is right side, I think, is male energy. left side is female energy.
Okay.
So there's, I mean, I only listen to other people. I have no real idea myself, yeah. But maybe just something to explore.
I'll go and see my kinesiologist. She's normally alone.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
She just scouts this. Just go, oh, of course it is. It's what the boys were talking about 9 years ago.
Well, the beauty of the kinesiologist, yeah. The beauty of the kinesiologist, and so many of those practitioners is, you know, we're right now at maybe, you know, maybe a millimeter below the surface of life.
Yeah.
And they just go straight to the bottom.
Yeah.
They just go straight into the murky depths where there's beasts that never get seen.
Yeah.
And they just slot the beast.
Yeah. And they do, yeah. And they, you know, it's being out of balance. That's what it is. And it is. So, yeah, whether it's, you know, pains or aches or, you know, blockages of the ears and congestion, it all means something. Yep. So it's worth digging down.
Yep.
To see what that is, yeah? Mm. Like internally.
Yep.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Do you guys both meditate?
Yeah, I do. Like it goes in ebbs and flows.
Yep.
But I try to daily.
Because we're talking about listening to our inner self, really. Because there's also externalizing. There's a couple of things going on that I was listening to that I'm fascinated and I love. And one of them is that kind of owning that we're infinitely powerful. Okay, there's like, well, you know, as you, Luke, you said, oh, there's all this external stuff, and you were saying about the books as well, the external stuff. So looking external for our answers is not always the right place to look. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes we can cut through. You know, sometimes you go, oh, I had this epiphany, and I've discovered this about myself. And the person goes, you didn't know that?
Mm.
Are you kidding?
Mm.
And you're like, oh.
I already told you 1,000 times.
Yeah. So... taking time to listen to our own inner voice and have a chat with ourselves and hang out and just discover what's there hiding under all of that daily noise that's in our conscious mind. You know, just get rid of the conscious mind and listen to the subconscious where the real conversation is happening.
Yeah, and to tune in and be present and, you know, bring that feeling back into the body. That I think that's really important because, remember, it's a bit of a illusion that, you know, all this self-help and all these courses and everything like that, it's a well-traveled path for everybody.
Mm.
Hey, look, I did this. And, yeah, you may have some success in areas from, you know, doing that, but it ultimately comes down to, you know, the more in tune and balanced you are as a person, things will just flow a lot better. Mm. Like when people say, we're in the flow. I just got in there, just happened. That's that kind of feeling we want to be able to live in.
Yeah.
So, but that's life, isn't it? We live and learn, we experience things along the way, and, you know.
And between the three of us, we could fill 100 podcasts with advice based on our, you know, 48, 40 whatever, 40, you know, say 100 and whatever, 30 years. We could just fill hundreds of podcasts with our advice, and it's all useless.
Unless it's used. And
it's all useless.
Don't tell them, Lance.
The reason why it's all useless is because it's not my job to live someone else's life.
Yeah.
And so my advice is my version of living their life.
Yeah.
Well, when I did this, this happened, therefore, and that has an immediate impact on whether they do it or not and how they do it. Now, yes, we do it. Yes, when we're mentoring, I think a coach truly never does that.
Mm. There is a big difference between a coach and a mentor.
That's right. So when a coach is truly coaching, what they are doing is allowing that person's own process, whatever it is.
Yeah, naturally. I see now. Yeah,
and so I tend to mentor more than coach. So there's a lot of information in what I'm doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that I say I don't really listen to anyone else's information anymore. I've got too much to give now. You know, So I was exaggerating as I do. Yeah. It's not useless because we might prompt something for someone. We might just help them make a different decision that is beneficial or help them take a shortcut, which they're looking for or whatever that is.
Yeah.
However, at the end of it all, if my view at this stage is if we were born and given the very, very basic necessities, so love, we strongly believe that love is the basic necessity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It probably wouldn't take very long before we could fend for ourselves in every way.
Yeah.
Mm. I feel like even a child that's not that old could go out and hunt, gather, whatever.
Well, they do.
Yeah.
They do. There's countries all over the world where you've got kids foraging and making a living.
Yeah.
You know, there's like the parents die and the you know, the older child could be 5 years old looking after the 3 year old.
Yeah.
And so really, most of what happens from when we're born is interference in us being ourselves.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's not supporting us being ourselves. Yeah, it's interfering with it. It's conditioning us in a way. It's actually attempting to mold us into a fucking woman's shoe.
Yeah.
And so that sounded a bit rough.
And,
someone else's shoe.
It might not be a fit.
I love women. I didn't mean that like in any way.
No.
We are all men here having a conversation and that we kind of felt
right, but then after a while it didn't, and then it's rubbing the edges and stuff starts to bleed and get inflamed and it's sore and you're like, well, I'll just push through and...
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? Yes, you're not... Yeah, you're right. It's a good analogy.
So... this has been an awesome conversation. I actually want to leave it with one thing that you just said there, Al, about love. That almost every day I'm reminded that the only thing that my kids need is love. They don't need to be told what's right and wrong. They don't need to any of that stuff. We can have that discussion, but as long as it comes from a place of not right, not wrong, hey, what's the result that getting you? Hey, did that get you what you wanted? Yes, great, cool, do it again. It doesn't work for me, but, you know, that I will deal with that how I deal with that.
Yeah.
You know, you and I will either have this conversation every time you do that because it doesn't work for me, or, you know, whatever it is. But don't stop doing something if it's necessarily right for you. Does it work for you in your world or not? mind you, you're always potentially a better place to go where it works for everybody. Okay, so that's something you might want to pass on to people, that there's a better place to go where it works for everybody so that everybody has an amazing experience, because if you're not gelling with someone, it's an issue. But the point of all of it really is that thing about love. Like, you just show someone more love and acceptance and they will show up better.
Yeah.
They will show up as a better human being just because they're loved and accepted. And that's all you need to do.
Mm.
Yep. You just show them love and acceptance and they'll just show up as a better human being.
Mm.
So love and accept yourself. So you can show up as a better human being too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Love it. Awesome. Thank you, gentlemen. It's been a fantastic podcast. I've loved getting into this. And I look forward to speaking to you on the next one.
Adios. Thank you.
This has been Ross Pepper, Alistair McDonald and Luke Farrar for the Ross, Al and Luke Show. If you wish to get in contact regarding the show, please reach out to us via email at rossllluke@gmail.com. That's rossllluke@gmail.com. To discover more about myself, Ross Pepper, please visit my website, rosspepper.com. To check out Al and discover what he can do for your team, please visit his website, alistairmcdonald.com.au. And if you're ready for an awesome sign for your business, be sure to visit Luke at lfsigns.com.au. This has been the Ross, Al and Luke Show. Thanks for listening and have a spectacular day.